Oshkosh in Oshkosh. Tom is our first reader.
Okay, so the Grand is a historic theater in Oshkosh. It's in that northeast section of Wisconsin. It's having more and more competition for your entertainment dollars. It was built in 1883. They have public performances each year of national touring groups, educational outreach, artist residency, Oshkosh community players, hysterical productions, Oshkosh symphony as well. Let's see, they talk a little bit. The population of Oshkosh is 65,000, 10,000 of that are students there. And they do mention the Fox City's Performing Arts Venue and Menominee Nation, and that 5 minutes away as being some of their competition. Looks like they've served 250 artists with 7,500 adults and 12,000 youth is their breakdown of their patrons. They also, they lease and operate it. They provide 100 performances and public events. Half of those are presented by the Grand itself, and the others must be rentals are produced by other outside entities. They got something called ArtReach that has expanded from a single residency to a multiple residency over the last 2 years. There's a guest artist in their fanfare series that attracted 300 students for a themed event. They have an 18-member board of directors. They've got an education outreach program called the AMCOR Student Discovery Series, the Outreach, and a new fanfare program at the Menominee Nation Arena. And then they also have some subsidized rental rates for the subsidized rental rates for two of the schools in the area. They presented some things increasing their visibility, like programs like the Four Phantoms concert. They've identified that their associate director is a point person for development, and they have an operations manager for building and technical hospitality. They've identified a program and events manager for their rental and business office, and each of those supervises their personnel. They did say that their board reorganization is a challenge. It's turned to a strength, talking about turn limits and the number of people that are turned over. And they do talk about the sense of maintaining some important organizational history, and that their education and outreach are continuing to provide new opportunities. And quite a bit they talk about this fanfare program, which involves three of the area high schools, music students, manufacturers, technology programs. They have also brought artists to hospitals, domestic violence centers, the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club, senior centers, women's center, and laid a groundwork to continue to that kind of outreach. Let's see, they have the chancellor of UW Oshkosh and the superintendent of the Oshkosh area schools now on their board. They were completing a cycle of their 2020 strategic plan, and in looking at the financials, this 2018 year they had a $400,000 loss. Prior year they had a $100,000 net plus, and the year 2 years before that, $300,000 net plus. They did describe some of the loss because they had increased staffing, and that didn't pan out, so then they rolled that back and decreased the staffing, which will help on their bottom line and probably just some of the program things that they intended to pursue and pan out the way they had hoped. They do have a business plan that I thought was pretty extensive. It was 34 pages long from 2018 to 2019, so it's something they developed prior to the application process. Maybe they developed before last year, but it seems to be pretty extensive, and I thought their marketing plan showed some good detail, and they've got a newsletter that they submitted as an example, and I thought that was nice, exclamation mark.
The newsletter was the exclamation mark?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I like their online brochure. Maybe that was it. It had monthly calendar grids with things laid out and color-coded events. It was just really great, and they have good material that they send out to teachers for the education series and make that easy for schools to make use of. And you know, schools travel from Ripon too to go to that. I thought it was interesting, and we've been this has come up a lot today, and I know we'll be talking about more of it, but I liked the way the grant said that the predominantly white demographic creates both a need and a challenge in presenting diverse programming. I just thought that was a really good way to put it. I noticed in the 2017-990 that they uploaded that there was over $400,000 came from, well, City of Oshkosh contributes almost $200,000 did that year, and then there's several other major grants from area foundations and businesses that six of them added up to $235,000. So all of that big chunk together was $418,000. That's a nice cushion. And they did mention this new arena thing, which is already in financial difficulty, and I don't know if they're shut down or in bankruptcy or what, but there's been a lot happening with that in the local news, and that it seems like that collaboration was what caused the grant to lose a lot of money. Larry the Cable Guy Act and one other act that was really big ticket items and didn't sell enough tickets to pay for what the grant had committed. Mm-hmm. I kind of like their thinking up of this Dark Nights series that they have as 10 nights of karaoke and trivia on nights that the theater is not being used. That it was a development director and community relations manager that they added and then had to let go the following year. Again, I really like their online brochure, and another cheerful thing that they said in the application was that they. And they have mentioned, you know, the Fox Cities PAC is a huge, put a huge dent in their programming because Oshkosh used to, and Widener Center, I think, used to really be the star. Still, Appleton got in on the act, but they've said they have to concentrate on doing more boutique programming, something different, and that they try to find strength in flexibility in the face of challenges. Mm-hmm. Strength and flexibility, that's a good way to put it.
Right.
So that's all I have to add.
We're under the 2-minute mark. And any other additional comments?
I would add that I was impressed that they have what I would call awareness programming. So they were... they had some programming around human trafficking, empowerment, autism awareness, physical therapy, senior care, diversity. Some of that is maybe attention to a community. Some of it may be what's actually on their stage. But it's clearly intentional because they have brought it up and phrased it in such a way. But I thought that's part of what you do as a social forum is you address issues that affect the community that the community may not think of in those terms. So I found that impressive. Or notable. They do zero-based budgeting there, drawing down their reserves to cover their budget shortfall. Gives me some concern.
I'd like to see a little more strength in evaluation. I like the business plan, but they didn't have a current plan in place.
I'm sorry, that was for the organizational plan?
Yes.
Got it.
And I didn't see any evaluation tools.
Mm-hmm.
And my comment was that I would just like to see a little bit more detail about their community partners. I think most of them are residents who are there in the building for their performances, but just a little clarity on what those partnerships are.
It's a very strong historic organization. I just kind of feel like they're a little discombobulated at the moment. Just pieces are flying a little fast for them. But it's a very strong organization. Credit to the field.
Anything else for the good of the cause there?